A simple pinch of cinnamon in your coffee might be doing more than adding warmth to your morning. It could be regulating your blood sugar. That rosemary you toss into roasted potatoes, it's protecting your brain cells from damage. For thousands of years, humanity survived without pharmacies by relying on something far more accessible, the healing power of herbs and spices. These weren't just flavor enhancers, they were medicine, preserved in recipes passed down through generations. Today, as we face skyrocketing rates of chronic disease and growing concerns about pharmaceutical side effects, we're rediscovering what our ancestors always knew. Nature's pharmacy has been hiding in plain sight, waiting on our kitchen shelves. Before drugstores, herbs and spices were so valuable they sparked wars and funded empires. Columbus wasn't searching for America, he was hunting for spices. European powers battled for trade routes, bringing black pepper, cinnamon, and cloves, botanical treasures worth their weight in gold because they preserved food and healed bodies. Every major civilization understood this instinctively. Traditional healers didn't separate food from medicine, they were one in the same. Greeks crowned victors with healing laurel leaves. Romans performed ceremonies to harvest sacred sage. Medieval Europeans used rosemary under pillows to prevent nightmares and scattered it outside homes to ward off illness. These weren't superstitions, they reflected sophisticated knowledge modern science now validates. In India, turmeric has been sacred for over 4,000 years, used in religious ceremonies, Ayurvedic medicine, and daily cooking. Its anti-inflammatory properties treated wounds and digestive disorders long before laboratories confirmed these benefits. Mediterranean cultures developed parallel wisdom. Hippocrates prescribed oregano for respiratory and digestive ailments, applications now validated by antimicrobial studies. Eastern traditions approached herbs through energetic frameworks. Traditional Chinese medicine uses warming spices like ginger for cold conditions, while cooling herbs like mint address heat-related imbalances. Separated cultures developed similar applications. Native American healers used echinacea, much as Chinese practitioners used astragalus, both for immune function. Garlic protects your heart by reducing cholesterol, lowering blood pressure, preventing blood clots, and dilating blood vessels. Studies show consuming crushed garlic at the first sign of illness reduces cold incidence by 63%. The secret? Crush it and let it sit for 10 minutes to activate allicin, its most powerful compound. Heat degrades this benefit. Raw garlic in Mediterranean dishes delivers remarkable cardiovascular protection. Turmeric's curcumin fights inflammation as effectively as many pharmaceuticals without toxic side effects. The catch? It absorbs poorly alone. Pair it with black pepper, and piperine increases absorption by 2,000%. Our ancestors combined these spices in curry without knowing the biochemistry. They simply observed what worked. Everyday herbs pack medicinal punch too. Basil inhibits antibiotic-resistant bacteria like Staphylococcus. Rosemary's carnosic acid shields brain cells from free radical damage, potentially reducing stroke and Alzheimer's risk. Cinnamon regulates blood sugar so effectively, it can lower glucose levels by 29%. These healing properties amplify when combined. A curry containing turmeric, garlic, ginger, and black pepper creates anti-inflammatory effects greater than any single ingredient alone, explaining why traditional cuisines correlate with lower chronic disease rates. Growing healing herbs delivers satisfaction supermarket shopping can't match. Basil, mint, rosemary, thyme, and sage thrive with minimal effort in gardens or sunny windowsills, requiring little space while delivering maximum therapeutic benefit. Apartment dwellers can maintain many herb gardens, serving as both pantry and medicine chest. Chives lower blood pressure while fighting cancer. Mint spreads aggressively outdoors, but behaves perfectly in containers. Windowsill rosemary functions as both culinary staple and brain-protective medicine. Harvest herbs just before flowering when essential oils peak. Morning harvesting, after dew dries but before heat builds, preserves volatile oils best. Frequent harvesting encourages bushier growth. Storage methods dramatically affect quality. Drying preserves medicinal properties but diminishes culinary value. Freezing maintains flavor better for delicate herbs like basil and cilantro, while hardy varieties like rosemary and thyme dry beautifully. For short-term storage, treat herbs like flowers. Trim stems, place in water, cover loosely with plastic. Add delicate herbs at cooking's end to preserve volatile oils. Hardy herbs benefit from longer cooking. Proper preparation determines whether herbs deliver full therapeutic potential or merely a fraction. Garlic exemplifies this. Its powerful allicin only forms when crushed, reaching peak potency after sitting 5-10 minutes before cooking. Heat rapidly degrades it, so adding garlic near cooking's end preserves cardiovascular and immune benefits. Spices like black pepper and nutmeg contain potent compounds in whole form that deteriorate immediately after grinding. Freshly grated nutmeg surpasses pre-ground versions in both aroma and medicinal effect. A spice grinder and fresh preparation maximize therapeutic potential while creating more vibrant flavors. Oil-based preparations extract fat-soluble compounds effectively. Infusing olive oil with rosemary captures its medicinal properties, while vinegars extract water-soluble ones from herbs like basil. Cooking method impacts medicinal value significantly. Hardy herbs like oregano and thyme withstand prolonged heat, while delicate herbs like cilantro lose compounds quickly. Strategic timing, hardy herbs early, delicate ones as finishing touches, preserves maximum benefits. Traditional combinations create synergistic effects. French Herbes de Provence provides broader antioxidant coverage than any single herb, while Indian garam masala's warming spices collectively support digestion and circulation more effectively than individual components. Wisdom encoded through generations of culinary observation. Traditional recipes provide frameworks, but creative applications maximize herbs' daily benefits. Infused waters offer simple delivery. Morning mint aids digestion. Lemon balm calms workdays. And refrigerated rosemary water supports memory while refreshing. Herb-infused honey creates therapeutic food. Thyme honey soothes sore throats with antibacterial properties, while rosemary honey supports liver function. Add clean, dry herbs to raw honey and infuse for several weeks before straining. Herbal salt blends deliver flavor while reducing sodium needs. Dried rosemary, thyme, and oregano blended with quality salt requires less total salt. Salt-intense herbal flavors satisfy the palate while easing transition to lower-sodium diets. Compound butters and oils preserve fat-soluble medicinal compounds. Garlic thyme butter delivers cardiovascular benefits, while rosemary-infused olive oil provides brain-protective compounds. Freeze in small portions for convenient weekly use. Unexpected applications include desserts, thyme lemon shortbread supports respiratory health, basil in fruit salads provides anti-inflammatory compounds, and mint-infused dark chocolate combines antioxidants from both ingredients. Topical applications offer another healing dimension. Rosemary-infused vinegar stimulates scalp circulation as hair rinse, thyme-infused witch hazel creates antibacterial facial toner, and lavender-infused oil soothes minor burns and irritations. Ancient wisdom now has modern validation. Research confirms what traditional healers knew. Turmeric's curcumin has been studied over 3,000 times in the past decade. Rosemary's carnosic acid shows promise for Alzheimer's patients, and thyme's thymol may offer alternatives to conventional antibiotics. Medical institutions now integrate culinary medicine into healthcare. The Gold Ring Center for Culinary Medicine at Tulane trains doctors in using food as first-line intervention, while Cleveland Clinic Center for Functional Medicine prescribes specific culinary herbs as part of treatment plans. The true magic lies in their dual nature, functioning simultaneously as delicious ingredients and effective therapeutic agents. This allows addressing health concerns through everyday cooking rather than separate medicinal preparations. In a world that increasingly separates us from our food sources and outsources wellness to prescription bottles, reclaiming this knowledge represents a homecoming. Every time you crush garlic, grate fresh ginger into tea, or sprinkle turmeric on eggs, you're participating in an ancient practice that sustained humanity for millennia. You're not just cooking, you're healing, cultivating wellness, one aromatic pinch at a time.